guys, what's up? It's Jessie Page.
And Sherry Mo.
And this is
Gorilla Girls Night. It's a Friday.
It is a Friday. And whether you're going out or staying in, thanks for hanging with us. We love y'all's comments. We love the DMs. And you guys are pretty crazy. So,
in a good way.
Yes.
But
it's such in a good way. We're all crazy here. I do want to talk about a video I saw, Sherry, just jumping right into it.
Yeah.
And it was about like the most unhinged, diabolical things someone's ever said to someone.
Oh, gosh.
I sent you the video. Did
yes.
You see it?
I've been giggling about this. I'm not going to lie to you. Some of the comments are hilarious. So essentially just what is the thing that you said that I have one for this.
Okay.
This is actually something that happened with me.
Okay.
Is I told a boy one time, I said, it's a shame. You had so much potential.
So.
It hurt his feelings. And he goes, you and your potential.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
I love this one. It says, during an argument, he licked his lips and I said, go ahead. Marinate those lies you're about to tell me. Marinate them.
This one says, he told me I act like a man. I told him to take notes.
Oh, okay. All right. So I just want to set the scene here. Is this like when you guys are in the middle of a ending relationship argument, or is it like at any time? I think these are any time.
I think it's an any time, baby. Oh, whenever you're going for the ankles, just trying to break some ankles. Someone said, he wouldn't stop talking loudly over me. So I said, why are you barking?
Oh. I love this one. He said, I hate your guts. And I said, you never could reach them anyway.
Oh, and that's on a period.
First of all, this Gorilla Girls Night, we're pretty unhinged here. I'm glad that you guys are here. If you're under 18, this might be an interesting show for you today.
You know what? We're apologizing in advance, but cheers to you. It's a Friday. We're going to get a little crazy.
Yeah, and we're about to jump into more unhinged things up next
on Gorilla Girls Night. What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's Girls Night.
Hi.
And we are talking the most unhinged comment that you've ever made to a person in the midst of an argument. And this one cracks me up because this is so me. This says, I would call him girly pop or diva when he wants to argue.
Mm.
I love to hit a man with a girl.
I've heard you say girly pop to people and I'm like, oh my God, mate.
I do. I'll say it to my husband. I'll say it to Soupy here at the station. I don't care. If you're a boy and I call you girl, that means we're good.
Yeah. I love this one. It says, during an argument, my man was in jail and he was trying to just yell at me over the phone.
Oh.
And I said, I'm not about to argue with a man who has a bedtime. First of all, did y'all break up? Is he in jail? What was the crime?
Are you still holding him down?
Yeah, what's going on?
I love watching those documentaries about people who fall in love with somebody while they're in jail and stuff like that. And it's such an interesting dynamic.
It is.
But I'm cracking up now. I never thought about the types of comments that you could make, just the low blow when you're in the midst of an argument with somebody.
How do you think of these things? I think of this stuff after.
Oh, this one would hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not going to be disrespected by someone I lowered my standards for.
Oh,
I would think about that for the rest of my life.
Oof.
Oh my gosh.
I think there was another lower the standards. It says, he told me to lower my voice and I replied, so lowering my standards weren't enough for you?
Ooh.
Wasn't enough for
They're
you?
They're going for blood.
I know. Like, what the heck?
And I'm telling you, like, we're hee hee ha haing about these, but I remember vividly some comments made to me in like arguments and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember me and my little high school boyfriend had broken up and his mom was in the hospital or something, and I went to go see her, and I brought her flowers because I'm still a good girl.
Yeah.
And he was so mad at me for that because apparently I overstepped, whatever. And I said something to him. I was like, you want a cookie? And he was like, I heard you've been eating a lot of them, haven't you? And I was like, oh!
Okay.
Plot twist, though. Ended up seeing him the next day, and he didn't have a problem with the cookies I had been eating. Thank you very much.
Oh, stop! What the? Okay, we gotta go. We gotta recap. All right, you guys, it's Gorilla Girls Night.
It is.
We're talking about the most unhinged, diabolical things that people have said to each other in an argument or just in general. Sherry's ex is a jerk.
Yeah, my ex from high school was just a piece of work. Mm-hmm. I've always been a thicker girl. In high school, I was not
a big girl
by any means. And I'm not ashamed of how I look now. I think I'm a thick queen. Anyways.
You're beautiful.
I've never had a man like call me fat. I've never had a man talk to me any type of way, but my high school boyfriend. If you're just catching up here, we had broken up. We were kind of in our back and forth arguing. I said something to him along the lines of, you want a cookie? And he's like, yeah, I heard you've been eating a bunch of cookies. Y'all, I was 17. I vividly remember it was 4th of July weekend. I was 17. I'm about to turn 30 and I carry that with me to this day.
These
unhinged comments, you might want to think them through before you say them because they stick with people.
Yes, but if you're talking about someone who's done you wrong and you're in the moment
and go for blood.
It's kind of deserved. Yeah, I mean, like this next one is so good and I laughed out loud when I read this. I was so excited for our dinner when it got there. He said, you used to look at me like that. And I said, you used to be this good.
You used to be this delicious.
I mean, that sounds like they're on the end of a bring up there.
Yeah, it sounds like they are on the outs. I want to know, do you have a comment in mind that somebody said and you literally just immediately was taken aback by the audacity?
Not exactly. I mean, I know that, like, I used to be a lot heavier than I am now. And mm-hmm. the guy that I was, like, super duper in what I thought was love, he was just like, I'm not going to date you because you're fat. Like, and then I know that I had, you can't talk. I was in a relationship and I was like, you can't talk to that person anymore mm-hmm. because clearly there's a line that's being crossed. And they were like, well, I'm going to resent you for that. I think that's the only thing. Nothing like low, low blow, though. But these are creepy.
God. This girl said, he called me fat, so I was making fun of him for going bald. My comment was, you've literally got two haircuts left to your name.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That one's rough. There's nothing funny about something that people cannot control, but he deserved it for calling her fat.
Right?
Attention. Cash alert. Cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the banana bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the banana bank?
What are you doing?
95.3 Gorilla. Who's this?
This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am amazing, but I have some news for you. Are you sitting down?
I am.
Okay. You're call number 10 for $5,000 Friday right now.
Finally.
Here we go. All right. What town are you calling me from, Kim? Where are you?
I'm calling from Biloxi.
Excellent. All right. Here's the deal. You can win $5,000 right now, okay?
Ooh. All right.
All right. There's a lot of money on the line today, Kim. Here we go. We're going to open the banana bank. Your first price is $100. Are we going up?
Okay.
Or are we going down?
I'm going to say up.
Kim says up. Where are we going? We didn't go up, Kim. We skyrocketed. We skyrocketed up to $1,740. Wow!
I want to keep it. I want to keep this.
I don't even think we need to ask you. Are you going to keep this or are you going to keep playing?
No. Yes, we're going to keep it.
Wow. 1,700 and what is this? $1,743. I'm guessing that you want that cash.
Oh, my
huh?
God. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There we go. You got the money from Gorilla.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a great way to kick off the weekend. Ooh. That's incredible. Congratulations.
No, yay. Thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's Girls Night. Sherry yes. Moe and Miss Jessie Page with you.
Hello.
So we have been talking about just unhinged comments that people have made in the midst of arguments.
Yellow.
But
wild.
We stumbled upon someone that said, describe your ex as a store.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting this. The very first one. I don't know if I could say this one on the radio.
You can.
Okay. This one says yeah. Pepsi because he had a problem with Coke.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Goodness gracious.
Okay. Okay. I love this one. It says McDonald's ice cream because it's always broke.
Always broke, baby.
Oh, that machine's always broken, okay?
Someone said 7-Eleven opened everybody 24/7.
Whoa. Whoa. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
This one needs to be included with the unhinged comments.
Okay.
She said Home Depot because despite having all the tools, I still had to do it myself.
Okay. Ooh, these are... Y'all are, like we said before, going for blood.
Man.
These are pretty good. These are pretty good, though. I mean, like...
Someone said Ross, because apparently I shopped for less.
Oh, Temu, not as described.
Never.
I love it.
Absolutely never.
Gosh, I'm scrolling through these.
Uber, because everyone got a ride. This one on is them. Personal for South Mississippi. It says Facebook Marketplace, always in someone's DMs.
Oh, my God. First of all, I just don't know who I would say this to. You guys are wild for putting these on the internet.
I couldn't even put these two together either. Someone says, some of y'all creative as hell,
I'm
period.
I'm literally looking at that comment right now. I was literally about to say that. Because they are.
Oh, my God.
How do you guys come up with these? I would just like to know. Creative. Oh. So creative.
This one's sad. This guy said, Build-A-Bear. Pretty and soft, but forgot to add a heart. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I love this one. It says, Arby's. No, I will not elaborate on that. Hey, you guys, what's up? It is Gorilla Girls Night.
Woo-hoo!
And we are just unhinged tonight.
It's been a good time.
Well, we're not. You guys are. and the comments in these videos are absolutely crazy. We've talked about the most diabolical thing you've said to somebody, even during an argument or maybe just in general. You guys described your ex as a store. We also read some comments that we found on a video.
A mess.
And Sherry, you know what time it is?
It's
Hot gorilla summer.
It is. It's getting warm outside. You guys are out and about. Is that what people say? You're outside? That sounds old.
Are we outside this summer, period?
We're outside.
Everybody young listening is like, no, we actually don't say that anymore. Sorry. But no, with the summer, you know, people are going to be feeling good. They're going to be out and about. They're going to be going on dates.
Yes.
And we've talked a lot about the dating scene lately.
And yeah,
but
I feel sorry for
you. It seems like a big issue on first dates is when there's just a lack of clear communication beforehand.
1,000%.
Yeah, so we talked recently about somebody who went on a first date and on the first date found out this person was married with children.
Yes.
Like,
and
just
that was
openly admitted it.
That I knew personally.
Insane.
Yeah, that's crazy. It happened down the street, y'all. This happens all over the place.
Yeah, stay safe out there.
I know.
But that's the thing is, what is something that should definitely be mentioned before the first date?
Ooh,
100%. If you're married and or have kids, 100%. Those need to
and
be.
That's a big debate. I'll say that. Like, not the married part, but yeah. There's a big debate I've seen online where people are like, should you or should you not tell people you have kids before the first date?
Oh, I think you definitely should.
Okay.
And this is coming from someone with kids. And my husband and I have talked about this. Like, if we were to ever break up, I don't necessarily know if I would want to be with somebody that has kids. Like, I've already got two. If you got two or three, that's five kids. That's real
fast.
That's
a lot, yeah.
So that's something. And also, some people truly just don't ever want kids. Or some people want a huge family. So if we're going on this first date and you already have five kids and I don't have any, but I want to have five of my own, you know what I mean?
That's a big conversation.
That is a big conversation. So it should at least be mentioned. Absolutely.
100%. Coming up next, we're going to do more of do's and don'ts of dating and what you should do. Hey guys, what's up? It is Gorilla Girls Night. Sherry's
here. It
is.
Hi.
We are jumping into the dating thing and you guys seem to love us talking about dating and I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
We're both married, but we've also... I've been around the block.
Hey, we've had some experience, okay?
Yes,
but we've been talking about what should people disclose before the first date.
Yes.
So for one that we both agree on, we need to know if you have kids or not.
100%.
Because that's just, I mean, I don't necessarily think that the first date is, oh, I need to go see if I'm ready to marry this person. But it's kind of one of those things. If you automatically know that you're not going to align, there's really no point.
1,000%. If you're married, let's just
not go on first dates if we're married. How about that?
Let's figure that out. I think that something that should be talked about is what your expectations are. Like, if you want to hook up, that's okay. I mean, I'm not going to judge anybody.
Yeah,
for
be
sure.
open. Maybe we could cut this dinner short, baby, if that's what you're wanting.
And if you have goals and stuff, like, also, I think that, and what you expect out of it, like, do you want a relationship? Are you looking for one? Or are you just looking to never talk to this person again?
Yeah. Also, I think, like, I would like to know somebody's job. This shouldn't be something that we have to chit-chat about on the first date. Like, I need to know, if you're a private investigator.
Oh, yeah.
If you are...
Am I the investigation?
I don't know. Like, I feel like a person's job, too, really defines... If you work night shift 3 weeks in a row or something, like, that's still something somebody needs to know.
Yeah, 100%. Like, what your patterns are. Like, why aren't you texting me? Oh, wait.
JK, you're asleep 8 hours out of the day, and then I'm asleep when you're awake. Stuff like that.
1,000%.
But other than that, I mean, keep it light. Knock out the main things just to make sure you're going to align. And then other than that, have a great time.
Yeah, have fun. I don't care. I have friends right now who, I'm not going to say their names, but they are older people. They're older than I am, and they're older than, you know, 20-year-olds. They're in their 30s and 40s, and they're just living their best life, and who am I to judge?
Yeah, you know absolutely. I'm with you.
Nobody. You know what? But just be honest about what you're in the date for.
Yeah, and other than that, hey, report back to us after.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, what's up? It is Gorilla Girls Night, and
it
we are
is.
Talking about all things dating, being unhinged.
Yes.
And talking about what you should speak about before your first date or on the first date.
Yeah.
I think we should jump into the do's and don'ts.
Okay, the do's and
of
don'ts
dating.
Of first dates.
Yes, 100%.
So I think, number one, we talk about safety a lot here.
Yes.
Number one, take your own vehicle or an Uber or whatever.
I can't stress this enough.
Don't invite them to your home if you've never met them before. Like,
look.
Just take your safety precautions. At the end of the day, no matter how cute they are and no matter how wonderful your texts have been, they're still a stranger.
Don't be like Jessica and have to walk home from the Olive Garden in Jacksonville all the way back to Jackson County in your shoes because you let a man come and pick you up when you were 19 years old. Okay, we're not going to say his name.
It happens.
Oh my God. Okay.
Another thing, like I see this constantly on TikTok. Girls will be posting, be like, have a first date with a guy from Hinge tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if he texts me or whatever.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, these girls do not get any messages the day of the date.
Mm-hmm.
If you scheduled a date, at least check in that day and say, hey, so excited.
Yeah, what's up?
See you at 7 o'clock at this place. Like, confirm.
Yeah. Why? What communication? Why are we communicating?
Yeah. Like,
I
you
do
don't have to text
friends.
All day, every day. I know my friends are like, actually, you haven't texted me back in a month, but.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, I'm sorry. We've been plans 3 weeks ago, but.
Yeah. So if you are going on a first date or any date for that matter, still go ahead, shoot a confirmation. Even if you set it in stone a week ago, still day of, there should be some kind of
100%.
Some kind of back
and don't
forth.
Be on your phone the whole time you're on this date, man. Like if you're actually either whether you're wanting to hook up or you're just trying to like have a relationship or figure out what you want, why are you on your phone the whole time?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big one for me.
No.
And another thing too is I know we all when we go out on our first dates, like we want to be the best version of ourselves, but don't try to like overdo it to the point that you're not yourself anymore. Like I've seen girls that do not own a dress and never wear heels go out and buy a dress and heels for their first date, and that's not you, baby. If it's not you,
dress like Adam Sandler. All right,
we're just gonna, you know, that's a good one. Hey, 95.3 Gorilla, it's girls night. And we are talking the do's and don'ts of first dates.
Yes.
Because it's a hot gorilla summer.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are going to be out there just going on your little dates, having the best time.
All y'all know it.
And we're here to support you.
Yes.
So let's talk about the do's of a first date. So number one, be yourself.
Yes.
That's who you're going to be if y'all end up falling in love and being together for the rest of your life. So might as well just lead in with
honesty. Unless you're role playing and that's cool and all, but like, hey.
And that one sounds a little interesting.
I know. I was like, is it Jesse Page or Paige? I don't know. Maybe I should change my name to Tiffany or something. I don't know.
That's funny. Someone said to, of course, do some form of a confirmation before noon the day of your
date. Before noon. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like that with my friends too. I think I said this earlier. I'm literally, if I do not say that morning, like, hey, like, are we still on for night?
Yeah.
Girl, you know, we're going to happy hour. It's just good to check in because your girl got anxiety.
And so. I might be just a little southern lady, a little prude about this one.
Yeah, okay.
But I still think that you should ask for permission for the first kiss. Like if you had this wonderful date, the night's about to end and you want to do, if you want to kiss them, I do think you should ask. Be like, so.
Yeah. Unless you've previously talked about getting handsy at the restaurant, I think that that's a great point to
make. My brain just went to House Bunny when she goes, your biceps are huge. Kiss me.
Kiss me. Oh, unless you're asking for it. I mean, what if they said no? Can you imagine?
If they say no, we take the no.
Yeah.
We take the no. That's an important one.
Next time? No. There won't be a next time.
Probably not. That's another thing, too, is I feel like if the date is just jamming and you're having the best first date ever, go ahead and be like, so when can I see you again?
I love
it. Let's get this on the books.
Make another date while you're already on it. Or like, hey, like, I'm free on Wednesday. You want to do this again? Or whatever.
And that takes away the confusion, too, of, oh, well, did they like me? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God.
Immediately, then you both know if you liked each other enough for a second date.
And you're waiting on a text. Don't.
Speaking of waiting on a text, Love Island is on its way.
Ooh, exciting.
Oh my gosh, I'm about to be so locked in on other people's love lives.
Isn't that the best?
Oh.
Our mics were off, sorry. Hi, it's Gorilla Girls Night.
What's up?
What's up, you guys? I hope you guys are having a great night tonight. We're talking about all the dating things, the unhinged things. And Sherry, I want to roll this by you really quick because I know they're out there. There are these videos that pop up and it's like, hey, if your name is Brad and your fiance's in Gulf Shores, she's talking about how she's about to call off the wedding.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I've seen those. And I have a couple of thoughts. So one, I would be gutted to be the person that this was directed to. It is my worst nightmare to wake up one day and see my husband on TikTok and somebody being like, hey, like the lineman mic situation.
Oh, yeah,
I would be so
we
gutted.
Talked about that. I forgot about that.
I'm telling you right now, y'all would never hear me on the radio again. I would just sobbing.
I always go to the comments and look for the comments.
Oh, yeah,
every time. Like, where is she? Somebody tag her. I always look for that. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with it.
No.
I mean, if it's a genuine thing. Like, if I'm overhearing a group of girls talking about how they're about to use somebody for their money, I'm going to find out who they're talking about. And I leave my husband in the corner of the bar and I'm like, I'm going to go save this man real quick.
Yeah.
You can watch what I'm doing. I'll go over to him and be like, hey.
Yeah.
This is what's going on. Don't give that girl any drinks. Don't be doing any of it. I'm a warning person.
Honestly,
You know.
I think as long as it's coming from you're wanting to help this person and not like somebody that you just hate and you're like, oh, I'm going
to
get at them.
You're trying to be petty?
Yeah.
No.
But I've seen a couple recently like people sitting at an airport bar and it's like, hey, if this is your fiance and they're headed to their bachelor trip, they're talking about all the strippers that they're going to get. And blah, 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 and you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that's important because I truly think, I don't know if it's karma, the universe, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I feel like, especially with a woman's intuition, we're going to find something out.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes this is kind of that. It's just your way of it lining up to be warned of what was about to happen.
1,000%. In my gut, I'm usually right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm usually right about certain things.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know if boys have their version of this, but girls, if you were to get a DM right now that was like, hey, girly, your stomach would sink immediately, 1,000%. Wouldn't you? You 1,000%.
Would know. Yeah, and I would go talk to him about it.
Immediately.
All right, you guys.
It is the end of Gorilla Girls Night, just for this week.
Yeah, just for this week. It's
Friday.
We'll
be back soon.
We hope you guys have a really safe and fun night tonight, whatever you're doing. Sure, you have any advice?
Any advice? Mm-hmm. If you are going on a first date,
yeah,
just best foot forward, be your true self, and drive your own car.
Drive your own car.
Or call an Uber.
Can I make yours mine?
Yep.
Because drive your own car, because I was not the most athletic at the point in time that I had to walk home. I keep saying,
goodness
Olive
gracious.
Garden, sponsor me. In D'Iberville, I had to walk home. That was, how long ago was that now?
Oh,
8 years now?
And
that was 8 years ago. I'm still traumatized by it. So drive your own car if you're going on a first date.
It's okay? The experience that keeps on giving, unless you want blisters. No.
No.
No, but sincerely, we hope you guys have the best weekend
yes.
and just the best summer ever.
100%.
Shoot us a DM if you've got something in particular you want us to chit-chat about
yeah.
on the mic. We'd be glad to.
100%. And we'll call people out if you want. We don't have to,
too.
But say their name.
I mean, might as well.
All right, y'all. Love you.
Love you, mean it. Bye.